Well, we got the weather forecast figured out, and it's showers and thunderstorms for some of us. Pat Pagano, good morning.
For most of you.
Yeah, that's right. All depends where you are, when you are, and why you are.
Well, I think everybody will get rain. Yeah. It's just a matter of how much everybody gets,
yeah.
Because it will not fall evenly. Right now, there's not much around the area. We have showers to the west of us, west of the Catskills. We have showers to the south of us, northern New Jersey over to Long Island. Everything is moving from the south to the north. So there'll be times of showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and tomorrow. All of this should add up to an average of a half to 1 inch of rain. Some places can get a little bit more if they're in heavier thunderstorms. 70 to 75 today, mid-60s tonight, low 80s Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday, hazy and humid, just a chance of a pop-up thunderstorm. And it's going to be between 85 and 90, and the same holds true for Friday. So, again, aside from today, staying in the 70s because of the clouds and rain, 80s all week long, locally near 90 and humid. How about those apples?
Well, they are what they are.
They are what they are. Yeah.
They are what they are.
Tropical systems, they're watching something off the Cape Verde Islands off Africa. And a couple of the models have picked it up. And they're bringing it off the Southeast Atlantic coast by Labor Day weekend. I mean, that's the thinking right now. Who knows where to go? I mean, it could go further south and slide into the Gulf. So. That is the only thing that they're watching right now. It's not even a depression. It is nothing but a tropical wave. So the tropics relatively quiet, like our weekend was. There was a couple of pretty heavy thunderstorms in northern New Jersey and the Catskills. Late Saturday afternoon into Saturday evening. They were so heavy that they were actually producing flash flooding. So that was about the only... I guess you would call it, inclement weather of the weekend. Otherwise, it was just, you know, typical August weather. I worked very hard over the weekend at the lake. I was at the studio Saturday, continuing there. Saturday night, we had the meeting with the cast, and I broke it to them that this is the last movie. Some of them can't believe it. They said, you know, Pat, you've been saying that for the last couple of years. I said, yeah, and I've just been, you know, sort of pushing on forward. I said, but now it's over. I said, you know, watching 20 volunteers at the picnic and me not getting one for the movie, I've had it. And then another guy said, he goes, but Pat, this is your, this up here, this is your life. You live for this. I says, believe me, I want to live, period. I don't want to die for it. And he goes, I hear you. So that's it. So everybody kind of accepted it. And then Sunday, it was back to work. Cleaned out my back shed because I had to get a table out. It was buried on the, not only a lot of stuff, Marshall, but it was buried on the stuff that was covered with you-know-what. And, yeah, that really did...
Yeah.
That really did, you know, skeeve me out. My friend Helen helped me a lot.
How'd you do it? Because you don't like that stuff.
No. We were able to get it out of the shed, and then we had this stuff, I forget what it's called. It kills 99% bacteria, and it also kills COVID. And we just sprayed all this stuff that we were keeping and wiped it down clean, washed it up, and what we weren't keeping, we just put into big, huge garbage bags, and we brought it to the dumpster. And out that went. And after that, then I had to go to the studio, and I went by myself, which was probably a mistake. Have you ever tried to wheel one of those old-fashioned spotlights?
Yeah, because when we first started the TV station... the local access TV station. Those are the only spotlights we had. I mean, you know, now we have these real lightweight LED square panels that weigh the whole thing weighs about a pound and a half.
Right. Well, you do remember how heavy those
were. Oh, gosh, yeah.
So I had to get this spotlight on the stand out of the studio and into the shed by the studio. And there is a step down at the studio and there's a step up at the shed. And I'm thinking to myself, how are you going to do this? Because you cannot lift this either way. It's just too heavy for a person. So I looked around. I found a little ramp, like a little wooden ramp. And I, sort of got it up to the ledge. And I was able to wheel it down out of the studio. But unfortunately, I didn't think about the fact that the dirt between the studio and the shed was all pebbles.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Trying to move that thing, it was like I was trying to move it in sand. That's what it was like. I did get it to the shed, propped up the little platform again, and up into the shed and away. That took me 45 minutes, and I have to tell you, by the time I was finished, I was drenched. Mm. That's how humid it was. I was totally drenched, but that's all done. So now next week is the finishing touches to the set, and the week after, we start the shoot.
How long do you think it'll take you to shoot?
I'm hoping not that long. I was actually hoping that we'd be done by the end of September to leave us a couple of weeks in October, not only just to close up, but fly around and catch an Oktoberfest or a nice fall festival, because we never have that opportunity. We never have that chance because we're always so busy with this movie. So I'm hoping that we'll get this done earlier. That's my hope.
And if that happens and you get the chance to do that,
yeah,
that will seal the deal where you'll never do the movie again, because you'll realize what you've been missing.
Missing. You're absolutely right. Yep, and I told them next year we're doing a retrospect of the last 10 years, and we'll do one musical number, and then each year after that there will be the video contest for everybody to participate in, which doesn't leave me to do much work at all. But I guarantee you, in 2 years when we do this, and we offer this contest, and we say first prize is $350, second prize is $250, how much you want to make a bet a lot of people show up?
Oh, yeah, to get the money? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That they think the money's in their pocket automatically.
Yeah, right. Exactly. By the way, talking about money in your pocket, are we supposed to be getting another stimulus payment?
No. Not if you got one already.
Okay.
If you didn't get one, there's a possibility you might get some additional, some aid, but no.
Okay.
No. The stimulus has been stimulated.
That's what I kind of thought, but there's people on the internet writing all over the place saying, we're supposed to get another check, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking to myself, I don't know what they think. The government's going to keep sending out checks every season.
Certain people that didn't get that second check will probably get a check. But that's not like before.
Okay.
That's not like before.
Okay. Just wanted to ask. Yeah. That's it. And see any good movies over the weekend?
No. Because on Sunday I wound up in the emergency room in the hospital for 5 hours.
For what?
Well, I got a little inflammation in my right leg below the knee. And so my doctor said, go there. Go there. So I went there. He called in the orders for me to get tested.
Right.
An hour to check in. When I checked in, it was another 40 minutes till the person came that could do the test. Then they took me to a room. In that room for about another 40 minutes, waiting for the doctor to come in and say, we didn't find anything major. Don't worry about it. You just keep your leg up. And then I sat for 1 hour waiting for the release papers.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, it's not their fault. They're understaffed.
Yeah, I hear it.
So you couldn't get mad at the doctors. You couldn't get mad at the admission people.
They were doing, first come, first serve as far as emergency. Who has to be dealt with first?
And also, there's not enough people to have it operate smoothly with the paperwork.
Oh, my goodness. Now, how do you feel?
I feel better. I mean, I've got a meeting with my specialist today. So it's actually good that this happened now, because she'll get a chance to to take all the reports I got from yesterday and what happened to me yesterday and put it into, you know, a look at my left knee and stuff. So actually, my right leg, which was my good leg, is very stiff and very hard to move, but it should go away. It should be better.
Do they give you medication?
No. Just go home and keep your leg up.
Great. For that, you could have stayed home.
Well, I bet you that bill was like $600.
Sometimes more than that. When I went to the ER a couple of months ago, I just saw the bill. And don't forget, I had an EKG too. The bill came to over $4,000.
Yeah, well, I had a CAT scan, so it's going to be up there.
It's going to be up there. Okay.
You can laugh about it now.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
I was not happy at the end when you had to wait for an hour to get your release.
I finally
sent a message by the nurse, and I said, tell him I'm leaving, and that they can email me the report. And then I got it. But it's not their fault.
Yeah.
It's not their fault. They had a busy day, they say, but they're severely, obviously, understaffed. So it's not their fault. You can't get mad at them.
Okay. And we won't.
That's the way it looked.
The way it looks here, there, Marshall, let a smile be your umbrella.
That's right. And no movie. It was a no movie Sunday, but I'll make up for that next weekend.
Okay, good. That sounds good.
All right, pal. I'll speak to you in the morning.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast. We thank you for joining us this morning on the first hour of the Breakfast Club.